on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Hi, good evening. It's 7 p.m. on a Thursday evening. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. Thanks to Andy Gilson for looking after things for the last hour. And my name's John Chubb. I'm here from down till 8 p.m. with the non-league hour. Starting us off this evening, that's the Waitresses and Christmas, wrapping as Christmas edges ever closer. Welcome into the non-league hour on Phoenix 98 FM. This is the weekly show where we look at what's going on in the world of non-league soccer across our area, Essex going into East London, and look ahead to the forthcoming fixtures as well. But first off, some pretty shocking news that came through yesterday. Harlow Town have resigned from the Sutton League. Harlow of the Sutton League Division 1 Central. And they've resigned from the league with immediate effect. They issued a statement saying they've taken what they described as an incredibly difficult decision to resign from the Sutton League, the Essex Senior Football Reserve League, where they're second string play, and also the Eastern Regional Women's Football League, where their women's side play. I've had some issues with a newly laid 3G, 3G service at their ground, and they've said they've worked very hard to remedy the issues. Apparently, it's not in very good condition, but they've been left in a position where no home fixtures for the senior teams can be played. I think a few, from what I've heard, non-league clubs did offer to help out. Saffron Walden Town from the Essex Senior League was one, and also Takeley, I heard, was another. But I think the issue there was that their grounds possibly weren't up to Step 4 standard, so Harlow weren't able to move in with either of them. And I mean, there's other clubs in that area of Bishop Stortford, is probably the nearest to them, I would think, but they already have Enfield ground sharing with them, so this left Harlow sadly with no option but to resign from the league. So we'll keep a close eye on that, and hopefully they will be able to return to senior football at some level next season. On to this evening, and there's an FA Cup second round replay which gets underway less than 10 minutes from now. Dagenham and Redbridge, the National League, their way to Gillingham, struggling in League 2 at the moment. And what a prize for the visitors. The winners of tonight's tie will be at home to Premier League Leicester City on the weekend of January the 7th. So best of luck to the Daggers down there in Priestfield, and if anything happens during the show, I'll let you know. I'll keep half an eye on that for you. Meanwhile, in the National League, talking of Dagenham and Redbridge, they went down one place to 12th because they had a disappointing result on Saturday. They lost 1-0 at home to Torquay United, who started the day in last position. That took Torquay up three places. It was fantastic with them. Not so good for the Daggers. Southend United, meanwhile, drew 2-2 at home to Altrincham, having twice led with goals from Jack Bridge and Chris Ray. And Kevin Mayers, men are now down to sixth place in the National League. Barnets, who beat Wealdstone, big rivals of theirs on Saturday, they have got up a place to fifth. Notts County, top of the table after a thumping 4-1 win away to struggling Scunthorpe, who are now bottom, and Wrexham in second place. Both of them have played 21, Notts County on 48, Wrexham on 47. As well as Barnet and Southend, Woking in third, Chesterfield in fourth, and Solihull Moors currently in seventh place occupied the playoff spots. At the other end of the table, as I say, Torquay off the bottom, but they're still in the drop zone, fourth from bottom, followed by Gateshead, Oldham Athletic, and Scunthorpe, who are now at the bottom.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So, on to the National League South, and great result for Chelmsford City on Saturday, winning 1-0 at home to Dartford, who were top of the league at the start of play. Lewis Dunn scored the only goal of the match for the Clarendon Mini from time. Wasn't so good for them on Tuesday night, though. City travelled to South London to take on Dulwich Hamlet and lost 2-1. But in spite of that defeat, the Clarendon are still in fourth place. And just behind them, Braintree Town are in fifth, even though both of their games resulted in goalless draws this week, away to Taunton Town on Saturday, and also at home to Oxford City, who they played at Crescent Road on Tuesday night. That also finished 0-0. Concord Rangers, meanwhile, got back to winning ways with a 2-1 win over Hemel Hempstead Town at the Aspects Arena on Saturday. They also played on Tuesday night. They drew 0-0 away to Slough Town, and they stay in 18th place. Bit more music now. First Aid Kit and their current song, Turning On To You.
my favorite song. Like the night turns into dawn, I'm turning on to you. The wheels set in motion now. I'm listening out for the sound of my sanity tuning out as I'm turning on to you. That the morning can fulfill. But look at me, I'm happy still if I'm turning on to you. Ooh, as time's moving on, I'm asking you, don't keep me waiting too
with Keith Ball on Phoenix FM. Big band, swing, jazz and special guests. Having a ball every Saturday morning 10 till 12 only on Phoenix FM.
I'm having a ball on a good old town tonight.
So let's turn our attention to the Eastbourne Premier League now, shall we? On Saturday, Bowes and Pitsy are still struggling in the drop zone. They've only won two out of their 19 games now. They lost 2-0 at home to league leaders Hornchurch, who are currently 5 points clear of Bishop Stortford, who are in second place. Two very, very late goals from the Urchins. Liam Nash in the final way, then Sam Higgins scoring a penalty in injury time. There were a couple of late red cards, and Bowes and Pitsy finished that match with only 9 men on the field. Cavey Island, meanwhile, they beat Folkestone in Victor 3-0. They're currently in 7th place, Cavey. Bradley Slatch helped himself to a hat-trick for the girls in that game. And also on Tuesday night, Canvey were back in action. They travelled to Hastings United, and this time they picked up a 1-1 draw. Satch scored again after only 11 minutes, but Hastings equalised very late on in the game. And there was another victory for Hornchurch, which put them 5 points clear on Tuesday. They hosted Folkestone in Victor at Bridge Avenue, and they won 2-1. Folkestone took the lead on 17 minutes from the penalty spot, but Lewis Spence replied for the Urchins, and Ricky Hales scored 5 minutes from time to make sure they took all of the points. Also in action on Tuesday night with Billericay Town, they travelled to Herne Bay, and travelling across to North Kent and watching that one and braving the elements at the same time was Andy Gardner.
On a freezing night here at the MBS Stadium in Kent, it has finished Herne Bay 2, Billericay Town 2, with Billericay twice coming from behind to claim a point, thanks to a disputed penalty from Bradley Stevenson. The bottom club, Herne Bay, got off to the perfect start when they went in front after just 3 minutes. Kimani Thomas seized on a loose Billericay pass to fire a spectacular shot into the top corner to make it 1-0. Billericay should have levelled on 19 minutes, but Easy Ibazumi was put clean through, but scuffed his shot wide. The equaliser came in the 38th minute when a free kick wasn't cleared and Imran Uchi fired home for his first goal for Billericay. And just when Billericay looked to be getting control of the match, Kimani Thomas, who was the man of the first half, he scored again just before half-time, and it was an equally as good a strike as his first one. Another one into the top corner to give Herne Bay a deserved 2-1 half-time lead. Billericay were better in the second half, and they levelled in the 65th minute when John Ofua went down in the box for a contentious penalty. Herne Bay furious about it. Stevenson converted the penalty for his 12th goal of the season, and despite Jordan Perrin getting a hand to it. Billericay failed to push on after this, and other than an Alfie Cerulli free kick that was brilliantly saved by Perrin, Town never really looked like getting a winner. And the home side came closer to getting the winner in the final moments. So a fair result, a draw, I think, with that man Kimani Thomas being named man of the match on the public address system afterwards. Very well deserved. So three away games in 8 days for Billericay Town now, and they will return to New Lodge this weekend with just 2 points from a possible nine. And a playoff push looks really difficult if they can't go on a winning run. It's finished here, Herne Bay 2, Billericay Town 2.
Thanks to Andy Gardner for doing that report for us, and braving the elements on the North Kent coast on Tuesday night. So, Billericay Town now 11th in the table after that result. They've played 18 and they're currently on 27 points.
98. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Going to take a look at ESPN North in a few moments after a bit more music for you. This is Roland Keating.
Come on, yeah. Without your kissing, my heart's just a prison. So I'm hoping and wishing that girl I'm forgiven. Say yeah, yeah, yeah. 'Cause every time you leave me, I'm sad. Moment of returning, I'm glad. So let's not go forgetting what we had. 'Cause it's bad. Said you're leaving, but now you're by my side. Let's not fight, 'cause you're right. Every time I lose you, I'm lost. No more you versus me, girl. There's just us. 'Cause anything without you's just a bust. Baby, trust. Last, dancing all night, having a blast. Oh baby, I want you right.
That's Ronan Keating and Loving Each Day. Right about 6 minutes gone at Priestfield, and it's currently Gillingham 0, Dagenham with Redbridge 0. But I understand the Daggers have gone close already. Josh Walker had a very good chance, which just went wide. And Gillingham have just had an opportunity as well. They won a corner which fell for Elkan Baggett, who is on loan at Gillingham from Ipswich Town. And he had a volley hacked off the nine, lined by Dagenham's Harry Phipps. So still 0-0 at the moment.
I'm John Charmer, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM.
And we had a couple of featured non-league matches on Phoenix Sport this week. Romford have travelled to Whistlesea Athletic in the third round of the FA Vars. More of that in a while. But we were also at the Brentwood Centre Arena, or rather Andy was, watching Brentwood Town play AFC Sudbury, who are currently top of the table. And Brentwood still finding wins hard to come by at the moment, aren't they? They lost that one by 2 goals to 1. Tom Richardson was the scorer for the Blues. Elsewhere on Saturday, there was a 1-1 draw between Basildon United and East Surrey United. Defeat for Witham up in Suffolk. They lost 4-1 at Felixstowe and Walton. Grays Athletic beat Bury Town 1-0. Hashtags very fine form continued. They've won 12 of their 16 league matches now. They're currently in second place. They won 3-0 away to Great Wakering Rovers, who are finding wins very hard to come by at the moment. Haybridge Swifts travelled to Lowestoft Town and they picked up a 1-1 draw. Rob Harvey was the scorer of an equaliser for Swifts in the second half. Goalless between Malden Tiptree and fellow strugglers Goulston. Stonebocket Town 2, New Solaris 2, and there was a 1-1 draw at Chadfields between Tilbury and Wroxham. So on to Tuesday night, where there was a handful of fixtures. Brentwood were in action again at the arena. Bury Town, the visitors this time, and they still couldn't manage a win, Rod Stringer side, but they did pick up a point in a goalless draw. This time it was defeat for Grays Athletic. They lost 2-0 at Stonebocket Town. Excuse me, I've got a touch of the man flu at the moment, forgive me. And Haybridge Swifts picked up another point. They travelled to Wroxham on Tuesday night and they picked up a 1-1 draw. Ross Wall put Swifts in front after only the second minute, and there was an equaliser in the second half for Wroxham, so it finished one apiece in that one. So we're on to the Southern League Division 1 Central. I've already mentioned about Harlow Town. They played their final match only on Tuesday night, and then as the next day they were resigning from the league. Their last two matches ended in defeats in what's been a season of struggle for them. They lost 1-0 at Aylesbury United on Saturday, and they went to Biggleswade Town on Tuesday night and they lost that one 6-2. They ended up in 16th place, but now their record will be expunged from the league, and the league will only have 19 teams in it for the rest of the season. Waltham Abbey had a win on Saturday, 2-0 at Kempston Rovers. And they were back in action on Tuesday night. They travelled to AFC Dunstable Company in the playoff spots, and Abbey lost that one by a goal to nil. And on Saturday, Walthamstow, who had no midweek match, they drew 0-0 with Welling Garden City. Stowe currently in 13th place in the table.
Dedicate this song to little Junior Parker. cousin of mine that's gone on, but we'd like to kind of carry on in his name. I sang. I don't know why I love you like I do. Out of all the changes that you put me through, used all my money and my cigarettes, and I haven't seen how to have you yet. I wanna know, won't you tell me?
Classic early 70s soul from Al Green, or the Reverend Al Green as he's known these days, and Take Me to the River. It's 7:30 on a Thursday night on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb and you're listening to the Non-League Hour. So I mentioned that we had two feature matches on Phoenix Sport this week. The FA Vase third round took place on Saturday, and Romford were flying the flag locally. Along with a couple of other clubs, and Romford went through to the fourth round. They were away to Whittlesea Athletic, Cambridgeshire club who played in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North, and Romford won that one 3-1. And when the draw took place on Monday lunchtime, they were drawn away to Jersey Bulls, who play in the Combined Counties League Premier Division. They beat Athletic Newham 5-1 on Saturday, Jersey. So the Essex Senior League, the other Essex Senior League side, still in the competition. Athletic Newham are now out. Sporting Bengal United of the Furlow Nun Division 1 South, they're also out. They picked up a draw away to Deal Town. They drew 2-2, but Deal won the shootout 5-4, so Sporting Bengal exit the competition. So a number of Romford fans, I understand, looking forward to that trip to the Channel Islands already. I think one or two of them have booked hotels and flights already. So that's going to be a nice day out for them next month. That takes place on Saturday, January the 14th.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So, on to the Essex Senior League, and looking at Saturday's games, there was another win for Enfield, the league leaders. They beat Clapton by 4-1. There was also a win for Barking, 1-0 against Takeley, finished FC Clacton 2, West Essex 1. Yet another defeat for Southend Manor. They lost 3-0 at Ilford, rock bottom of the league. And Saffron Walden Town, they beat Little Oakley 3-1. Goal is between Salisbury and Halstead, and also between Stansted and Redbridge. It was a win for Woodford Town, 3-1 winners away at Stanway Rovers. One game on Friday night as well, White Enzyme picked up a 2-1 win away at Buckhurst Hill. And there were some cup games during the week in the Peter Butcher Memorial Trophy, which is the Essex Senior League Cup, and Enfield through AB Stansted 3-2 on Tuesday night. Also going through a Buckhurst Hill, knocked out Saffron Walden Town, beat 2-1. Redbridge, who won 4-0 at Salisbury, and Takeley, who beat Little Oakley 3-0. They were all on Tuesday night. It was a couple last night as well. More woe for Southend Manor as they were beaten 8-1 at Athletic Newham. Ilford went out of the competition though. They lost 2-1 at FC Clacton. So just going on to the Thurlow Nun League as well. And Frenford remain top of the table. They beat fellow promotion hopefuls Burnham Ramblers 2-1 on Saturday. There was also a win for Cannons Wood, who beat promotion fellow promotion chasers Stanway Pegasus 1-0. Fast improving side, Cannons Wood. They were struggling earlier in the season, but they've had a good run of results recently. And also Basildon Town, they beat Barkingside by 2-1. To one. Other results were Enfield Borough 2, Wivenhoe Town 2. As with Hackney Wick over Main Baker, Hackney won that one 3-1. Newbury Forest 3, Colchester United 1 was another result. And Parkview, they were beaten 1-0 by North West London. And there was a game last night. Was it last night? Yeah, last night. Tower Hamlets played Wormley Rovers, and Wormley scored 6 without reply, and they're now firmly in promotion contention themselves. We're going to be looking ahead to the weekend's fixtures and the midweek fixtures next week very, very soon. And I can tell you, it's been a goal. Priestfield and Dagenham of Redbridge have taken the lead. Matt Robinson, after 15 minutes, has put the Daggers ahead. So as it stands, Dagenham and Redbridge will be hosting Leicester City in the third round of the FA Cup.
I've got to know, does he take you places that I don't? And what happened to the story that we wrote? You just say you don't know. You don't know. Oh no, you don't know. You don't know. Woo! Kidnap the truth and negotiate, or miss the point, aim at you.
just wanna hear you say something that you believe to be true, but you say you don't know. You don't know. You just say you don't know. You don't know what it feels like. What it feels like. And so I'll go before I fall to pieces. Yes, I'll go before I fall to pieces. Now I'm just waiting for something that might never come. If it's a million to one shot, I'll make sure I'm one. Seems that nothing is certain except the truth turns to lies. Never figured it out. I found out. I'll go, yes I'll go, yes I'll go, yes I'll go, oh baby I'll go, oh yes I'll go, yes I'll go, oh yes I'll go.
That's Razor Light before I fall to pieces.
Saturday nights are all well and good, but they'll always be followed by Sunday morning, and that's where I can help. Join me, Gareth Williams, every Sunday from 7, and I'll start your day with two songs to soothe and help ease your tired and emotional minds into the day. Sunday morning breakfast, 3 hours of news, sport, local events, travel and the finest music, where you'll hear just about anything good, only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Gavin's also here between 10 and midnight tonight with Bumper to Bumper, which is a truthful Indian alternative from the 1960s onwards. And if there ever was a voice entirely suited to late night radio, it is that of Gareth Williams. Before that, Paul Golder is here for 2 hours, also playing Indian alternative and some local acts with the odd live session as well. That's Resurrection between 8 and 10 p.m. So if you like your indie and alternative, Phoenix FM is the place to be this Thursday evening. But right now, we're going to carry on talking football and look ahead to this weekend's fixtures. And in the the National League, Southend United visit Boreham Wood, who they're going to be playing 2 weeks in a row because they drew them at home at the FA Trophy, and that tie will take place at Rootall the following Saturday. Dagenham and Redbridge not in action on Saturday because of their FA Cup replay tonight. And instead, it's still Gillingham nil, Dagenham and Redbridge 1 after 23 or 24 minutes at Priestfield. The Daggers return to league action this coming Tuesday the 13th when they host Eastleigh at the Chigwell Construction Stadium. Eastleigh currently a few places above them in ninth. Southend face FC Halifax Town at Roots Hall on the same night. Halifax currently in 10th place, only a couple of points off of the playoff spots. And looking ahead to the National League South this Saturday, we have got Concord Rangers at home to struggling Hungerford Town. And Concord, whose form has been vastly improved since Rob Small took over as manager, will be looking for another 3 points in that game. Meanwhile, Chelmsford City are on the road, hoping to keep up their fine form. Apart from that, that's defeat at Dulwich on Tuesday. They are away to St Albans City, who are just outside the playoff spots in eighth place at the moment. And they are also in action on Monday night, the Clarets, when they face Slough Town at Melbourne Park. And just looking to see if either Concord or Braintree have got to be bigger. I don't think I have, actually. No, so just Chelmsford versus Slough on the Monday night. And meanwhile, in the ESPN Premier League, there is one game tomorrow night. Aveley hosting Enfield Town. That's 4th versus 6th. Bidwicky Town take on relegation strugglers Corinthian Casuals at New Lodge on Saturday. Bowers and Pitsy travel to Hastings United. Top of the table, Hornchurch face Kingstonian at Bridge Avenue. And there's a trip to Sussex for Canvey Island on Saturday, and they will be away at Lewis. Meanwhile, in the midweek games, just before I do the ESPN North, Canvey Island playing Brightling Sea Region on Tuesday night the 13th, and Bowers and Pitsy also in action that night. They will be visiting Margate. So, on to the ESPN North, and this Saturday, Maldon and Tiptree have quite a task. They are travelling to league leaders at AFC Sudbury. An All-Essex affair at Parkside, where Grays Athletic will be playing Great Wakering Rovers. Hashtag United will be fairly confident, I would think, of continuing their fine form as they face struggling Goulston at the Len Salmon Stadium. Haywood Swift stay at home to Stowmarket. Brentwood Town travel to Holbridge Sports. Basildon United are at Lowestoft. East Thurrock are away to New Salamis. Tilbury take on Witham Town. And bottom side, Coggeshall still without a win. The only side without a win in the ESPN North. They visit Wroxham. I'm going to take a look at a few more of the fixtures after a bit more music. And I'll say thanks to Sarah, who's listening in this evening. She reminded me that it's exactly 42 years since we lost John Lennon. So playing this one for Sarah, she's not feeling too well either, bless her. John Lennon and Yoko Ono and the Plastic Ono Band. This is Happy Christmas, War Is Over.
Happy Christmas, Yoko.
Happy Christmas, Julie.
So this is Christmas. What have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas.
Let's hope it's a
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Just to let you know, there's been another goal at Priestfield, and it's an equaliser. It's gone to Gillingham. Elkan Baggett, who is on loan with the Jewels from Ipswich Town, he leapt up and beat Dagenham and Redbridge keeper Elliot Justham to head the ball home for his third goal of the season. So it's now Gillingham 1, Dagenham and Redbridge 1 in that FA Cup second round replay. I'll with that preview of Saturday's fixtures and... In the Southern League Division 1, Central Harlow Town were due to be playing Hertford Town. That won't now be taking place because Harlow, as I mentioned earlier, have resigned from the league and their record will be expunged. Elsewhere, we've got Waltham Abbey away to Highworth Town, who are struggling, one off the bottom of the table. And Walthamstow, also on the road on Saturday, they visit Kempston Rovers. On to the Essex Senior League. I want to say hi to Joe O'Sullivan, by the way, one of the Romford fans who's looking forward to the FFIL tie away to Jersey Bulls. He's been in touch with me to say he's listening in this evening. Thanks for your kind comments about the show, Joe. And Romford are playing Buckhurst Hill on Saturday, and he is going to be covering that one for us. So on to the fixtures in the Essex Senior League, and there's one tomorrow night, Barking playing Southend Manor at Maysborough Park. Also on Saturday, it's 4 2 o'clock kickoffs, Clacton playing Clapton, Housted versus Enfield League leaders, Ilford take on Little Oakley, and White Ensign entertain Stansted. Meanwhile, at 3 o'clock, Athletic Newham, they take on Takeley. Redbridge are playing at Woodford Town, and it's Romford versus Buckhurst Hill, as I say, at Maysville Park, and Sawbridgeworth versus Stanway Rovers. West Essex take on Saffron Walden Town, and there's more cup games during the week as well. I'll do a full roundup of those on next week's programme. Meanwhile, in the Thurlow Nun, just looking at the weekend fixtures there, Basildon Town, they're taking on Enfield Borough. Frenford, the leaders, they go to Benfleet, another side in promotion contention. Benfleet currently in fifth place in the table. Meanwhile, Coggeshall United take on Burnham Ramblers, who are currently in fourth. It's Hackney Wick versus Cannonswood. Parkview versus Tower Hamlets. Stanway Pegasus, who despite losing on Saturday, they are still in second place. And they take on third place Wormley Rovers. And the other game in the Thurlow Nun South is Wivenhoe Town versus Barkingside. Chris Rea now, Driving Home for Christmas.
I'm driving home for Christmas. Oh, I can't wait to see those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas. Well, I'm moving down that line, and it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time away, driving in my car, driving home for Christmas. It's gonna take some time
Christmas. Driving home for Christmas with a thousand memories. I take a look at the driver next to me. He's just the same. Just the same.
Nice warm song for a freezing cold Thursday night, hasn't it? Chris Rea, driving home for Christmas. I hope you're somewhere safe and warm this evening. Just one bit of transfer news before I go concerning Brentwood Town. They gave a debut to winger Brian Ifeanyi. In their defeat against AFC Sudbury on Saturday. Brian's been with Isthmian Premier League side Avely since the summer. He played 14 matches for the winners, scoring 2 goals prior to his move to the Brentwood Centre Arena. He's a player who came through the ranks at Leyton Orient, and he played for the under 18 side before he joined Colchester United as an under 21. And last season, he was with Maldon Tiptree and was very successful there. 8 goals in 31 appearances, including a hat-trick on his debut against Romford. So we wish him the very best of luck with Brentwood Town. It's still Gillingham 1, Dagenham and Redbridge 1 at Priestfield. That game is just approaching half-time with the scores level. Thanks for listening in this evening. Provided I've still got a voice, I should be back here on Saturday afternoon between 3 and 6pm with Phoenix Sport, which is your World Cup warm-up show, with the England game kicking off at 7pm on Saturday evening. So I hope you can join me then. But if not, all being well, I should be back here next Thursday between 7 and 8pm with another edition of the Non-League Hour. Just to remind you that Paul Golder is going to be along very shortly with Resurrection. I'm going to sign off now with James Morrison and Undiscovered. Thanks very much again for listening, and a very good night to you.
I look at you, you bite your tongue, you don't know why. Searching for the sun. You think that I wanna run and hide? I keep it all locked up inside. I just want you to find me. I'm not lost, I'm not lost, just undiscovered. Each other. You see the love.
someone it all can change. Before you know it's gone. Before it's gone. So close your eyes, feel the way I'm with you now. Believe there's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong.